difference you've seen on tape from first time you played them today?
They've grown and gotten better. Personnel-wise, they're better. You know, Maluga's in there now. Timmons is in there now. Veteran linebackers have played. Guys that I've seen the last few years in the AFC North. So I'm familiar with them. Both good players. And so that's probably the first difference that you see when you turn on the tape. And, they're stingy against the run because of that. So, we know we'll have our hands full. But it's an improved group for sure.
Josh, we were playing at Austin before. You were with him his rookie year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How much of a difference do you see in him as a player and as a person?
Oh, man. It's huge. I mean, it's a complete 180 from where he was. And, I think the biggest thing is that his attitude, his overall approach when he comes to work, and his consistency. That was the thing. I mean, there would be days kind of like how he is now. I mean, he'd have some of those days, but then be some days where there'd be lulls or just be a different guy. Now, man, Austin comes to work every day. He's the same guy. He works hard. He's positive. And he's trying to make himself better. And just from a personal standpoint, to see him, to know what he's gone through and to accomplish what he has, and then also on the field to see him flourishing, it makes you proud, and especially for me, just seeing him as a rookie to now. So I think the sky's the limit for him, and he's doing really good, and we just want to continue on, keep up the good work.
What does it do for a quarterback and for an offense when you have a tight end role? Right.
Well, it's helpful because you can possess the middle of the field, and you can win versus different matchups. And so to have that guy going is a benefit for me, for our offense, and opens up the guys outside. I think he's a critical part in why we're able to spread the ball around the way we are, because he's able to do what he does. So we look to continue to build on his role and let him continue to impact the games the way he has.
How much did you and Robbie talk for the last couple of days about just improving on the field chemistry, that kind of thing?
That's an ongoing conversation, and some of these things are just their routes that you study and you go through, and then maybe you get a look in the game. You can only cover so many things during a week, and you get a look in the game that's new to both of you, and so it's like, we've never really. That's one that we haven't discussed. You try to get as many as you can, but sometimes you hit some of those where it's like, that's a new look. So we feel like, as much as we can, we anticipate the things that we're going to see and discuss those. And Robbie's awesome. He's always talking through things and feel like we're growing that and getting better something that we'll continue to improve our football for sure.
Is that one of those games last week where Robbie said, look, I'm here.
Yeah.
Is that what the film session was with you two?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I trust, obviously his coach does a fantastic job, Coach Darrell, and so we trust that, whether it's me and Robbie talking, we talk through it, and then Carl and I will talk through it. So here's what I was thinking, and Carl said, well, here's how I see that. And we work through it, and we come to it, okay, perfect, well, let's do this, whatever that is. And so I think that's the key for us, is that we're on the same page, and that's better. And, moving forward, I think it just, as you keep communicating, it just improves your team.
Josh, when you looked at the third and short from mm-hmm. Sunday when you were in the film, was there something you guys identified as kind of you had to improve there?
Just the execution, just the execution more than anything. That's what's got to be better in all of them. Scheme was pretty good for the most part, but and sometimes you look, everybody looks back, and I think Johnny Moe looks at it and goes, what could he have done better? What place could we have done better? As players, we go, what could we have called better? We all want that to be better, but at the end of the day, we have to execute better and go convert those, and we didn't do that as well as we need to, and it's an emphasis for us this week. We'll improve on that.
With Jeremy Curley, who arrived late, is it a little surprise to both of you how great your chemistry is so far? I don't think there's been an incompletion.
No, I don't think so. He's been around a little while. I've been around, a little bit longer. But for me, I guess throughout my career, just having moved around, developing chemistry as quickly as possible is kind of part of the job, and so you get a new guy in there and do it. And he's been great just because he's a pro. You know, the way he approaches a game and his understanding. And we did something new today. We pulled over on the side. He and I, okay, work through it. Let's talk about it. And he just sees the game the right way, and we were on the same page. And then some of it's just, you know, he makes the play on the scramble down the sideline there on the first drive. That's just him being a good football player, really, and going up and making plays and being a competitor. So it takes that. It takes, you know, football awareness, and he's got that too. So I think that's really what's been the key to us being able to connect so much.
Has mobility always been part of your game? Because I think you picked up, I don't know how many third downs, two or three third downs.
Mm-hmm.
Has that always been something you've been able to do?
Yeah, it was a lot easier when I was younger. So mobility was a big part of my game when I was younger because I don't think I knew exactly what I was doing. So it was just like, let's just go run. And as you develop as a quarterback, you realize, and I still think it's true to this day, and even in the development of young players that are mobile, is that you have to develop from the pocket. You have to play from the pocket. But if you have that as part of your skill set, then to be able to run is a good thing because when teams do, you know, different things to you coverage-wise, you can go out and make plays with your feet. And so that was what was afforded to us the other day. And so if it's there, it's there. But it's not necessarily something that I still think winning from the pocket is the way you win in this league. Obviously, we played Tom the other day. He's, you know, been the standard for the last 15 years about how to play position. Peyton Manning, those guys weren't necessarily fleet of foot, but they went from the pocket. So when you can go to it, it's kind of icing on the cake. But if you can win from the pocket, that's the main thing. But whatever it takes to move the chains and go, and if that game dictates it, it's good to be able to do it.